Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Alex. Happy to be here.
So if you can kind of wrap it up for someone like me who doesn't know much about science, what is biofortification?
Okay, so biofortification is a way of producing micronutrient-enriched crops. So as you said in your intro there, a lot of our crops are rich sources of calories, but many of them have very little vitamins and minerals. And so in biofortification, we're using every tool that we've got, whether that be traditional plant breeding or biotechnology, to try to bring important micronutrients like iron, zinc, vitamin A into these food crops.
So how is this different from GMOs, for example?
So GMOs or genetically modified organisms or genetic modification can be used to make a biofortified crop, but it doesn't necessarily need to be used. You know, for some minerals like zinc, it's quite easy to breed for, say, a high zinc rice or wheat versus the field I work in with iron. It's almost impossible to breed a high iron wheat or rice. So there we do use genetic modification. So iron biofortified rice can be a GMO.
So earlier this year, you were granted permission to grow your first crops in Australia, and we've had a pretty bad drought season. How successful has the trial been, and what kind of challenges have you had to face?
I'll just clarify that the trial that I ran this year in Australia was wheat, actually. So in my lab, I work with rice and wheat. I grow the rice mostly overseas because the environment is not good here for growing rice. But wheat, we're a major wheat growing country. So yes, I had an iron biofortified wheat trial this year, about 2 hours north of the University of Melbourne. And it was so incredibly dry that we actually had to irrigate at one stage, which we'd never want to do. We want to run our field trials as if they were being run by a farmer. But this year it was so dry that we had to intervene at one stage and provide some supplemental water. But because we did that, we got yields. You know, we ended up getting plants through to maturity, and we harvested a lot of grain just last week.
That's awesome. So a relatively successful trial then, despite the fact that we've been through a bit of a tough season. So
yeah.
looking at your wheat and your rice, why did you kind of start getting into this? Why do you want to create biofortification for these types of crops?
Well, the reason I'm so interested in rice and wheat is they are incredibly important staple foods around the world. You know, a commonly stated fact about rice is that it's the primary source of calories for half the world's population. You know, and the first time I heard that, like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that astounded me, that so many people get their energy from a single crop. And the same goes for wheat. You know, wheat is grown all around the world. And so when I started my career in plant biology, I was trying to make more climate resilient types of rice and wheat. And I did that for several years. But then when I started to look at the food we were producing, you know, the rice and the wheat grain that we're harvesting, I realized that there's a lot lacking still. There's almost no iron, very little zinc, no vitamin A. And so I think that's what brought me into this area initially. And also just the challenges that it puts forward. You know, because you can't traditionally breed for a high iron rice or wheat, I became very intrigued about how we can use biotech to do that. And we've been successful.
And this is just one last really quick question. We're heading into, you know, what many have declared to be a climate crisis. In fact, a lot of people have said that we're already in one. Do you think that this is the way to go, and this could be possibly a way that we can help survive through this time?
There's multiple challenges ahead with a climate crisis. What's clear is agriculture has to continue. We've already got more than 7 billion people on the planet. We'll have probably 9.7 billion people by 2050. So we need to ensure sustainability of our major food systems. And yeah, I think if we can produce more nutritious cereal crops, particularly rice and wheat, that'll go a long way to make sure that people are getting enough food and enough healthy food in their diets. It doesn't fix everything, but it's an important part of it.
Absolutely. Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
My pleasure.